from the East Coast, gateway to the fifth dimension. This is Interstellar Radio with Ivan Teller.
Greetings. Thank you for joining us for tonight's broadcast. Today's date is, it is still July, right? July 13th, 2018. This is the year of the awakening, you can say. Transition into the fifth dimension. Well, fourth dimension first for some. What is going on is, of course, I'm your host, Ivan Teller. The land of the bizarre, kingdom of strangeness. We are going to... What's going on here? Hoping to turn that on. Okay, good. We're taking your calls. If you'd like to call in, I believe this is the right number, 516-387-1459. So, yeah, we're taking your calls on metaphysical experiences, psychic experiences. It is. That's right. It is Friday the 13th. And what is ahead? Of course, there is alien disclosure or alien awakeness or spiritual awakening. Energies are increasing greatly. As for seeing any visible transitions is highly possible. It doesn't mean an alien being is going to come out of nowhere. But we are building up to basically their connection with us. As an article, or no, not an article, we have that. We do have other news articles that you find around the web. Before it's news for right now, so I can find another source. On Project Camelot, there's an Awake and Aware in the UK. I believe it was just posted today with Eddie Page. And he is a Palladian alien, according to the interview, what I have heard, Palladian message, let's put it that way. But he said in 2 years, 2 years we're going to have, like with the Phoenix Lights, if I heard him right, it's going to be like the Phoenix Lights, but it's going to be during the day. And it's a location, but that kind of comes into, I saw 2 years also, I did a video on YouTube, Ivan Teller, search Ivan Teller on YouTube, and it should be YouTube/Ivan Teller, but YouTube hasn't fixed that, and I don't think they ever will, so sorry. But we're going into, it's not going to be an easy transition. Basically, you'll see the third dimension become more positive over time, and that's leading us into the fourth dimension. Now, some are already in the fourth dimension. Some are probably already in the sixth dimension. But for the majority of the consciousness here are still third. Or, depending on who you are, some are at the second. I'm not sure if some are at one dimension, but it's a possibility of that. But we are going into a heightened awakening experience. And I don't think I'm the only one talking about us connecting to extraterrestrials in the physical form. I do channeling, but mostly I've been talking about us connecting to our star friends, but also the angelic world, as we are going to receive their healing. As you can say, the dark forces are not fully letting us go, but we are going through a healing phase. Unlike anything we've ever experienced, we're going to continue to upgrade our consciousness over time. So predictions aren't the easiest. I mean, I felt during this week there would be an actual alien physical contact. But I was getting, I guess, warming up. You can say they were warming up to it or giving me idea or giving me downloads, let's put it that way. I still see a Palladian connection because they're the ones that look mostly like us. And even on Project Camelot, that was a Palladian connection also. Only because, well, there's many reasons. Not just because they look like us, but also because there's other species, but they all look strange. and the Palladians have been doing this for quite a long. At least ones I connect to, the Tall Blonde. Some are connected to Astar Command. There's different types of speech. Of course, there's the Yael also. So there's different. I don't know. This whole prediction about the Yael coming in as being the first ones, I am not seeing any of that. It's been predicted for a very long time. Not to say the Yael won't be involved, but I don't see them as the first ones. Yeah, they'll be involved in some way behind the scenes. It could be using their ships, but it's still for physical connection, I still see Palladian. So there's always going to be different changes. You know, we won't know until we fully have it, but the whole idea of this broadcast and YouTube is just to prepare us for what's to come. Those that want to hear it, those that are ready for it, because it is a heavy mental game, you can say, on stress when it actually happens, because many are going to be in denial. So we're getting past the denial. Even I'm going through, not to say denial, well, yeah, in some ways, because I'm adjusting to this also. So I'd rather adjust now than when it happens. So if I got 2 years to adjust to this, I'm all for it. Because when it happens in the physical, it's going to be heavy. So those that are looking the other direction, don't believe in any of this. Just have an open mind. It would help. Some kind of open-mindedness. You don't have to understand everything. You don't have to believe it. Yeah, the spiritual, there's so many different species. It can get really confusing really quick. All these different species. All this, the landscape is just, you can get really, and some will argue that, oh, that's not right, that's right, that's wrong, and then you get into all that. And, everyone has their own point of view. So, it's like, I'm so open-minded now, I'll take anything, whatever's out there. But, while we're here, on with the headlines. There's only so much I can pull in from my... Oh, that's right, I forgot. Before we take calls, well, we don't have any calls, but when we get calls, I want to run through this. I forgot about this. Today, I connected to Egypt and felt the healing going through Egyptian energies. And I also got attacked in astral a night before. And when I really went back to that energy, I felt Egyptian energies all around it. I mean, my whole day yesterday was kind of zapped. Today I felt better. Now when I look back at it, it's like I felt Egypt all around it. So, with the pyramids reactivating themselves, of course, it's not going to happen right away. But the Arab world could use a major healing because Egypt, with the pyramids is alien energies, of course, human energies are there too. It's not just the aliens. It's both of, it's combined. It's a combined source. I mean, basically, I went through Atlantean energies are all around Egypt. And Atlanteans are us. We are descendants of Atlanteans that went to sleep. So, of course, there are some that don't believe in all, even those in the spiritual communities are constantly denying everything. There's some of that. And that's fine, but I'm not sure. Sometimes you get kind of wondering, so you're going to deny everything? So, that's fine, but having an open mind does help. Of course, everyone's different. And it's just vacation of that, of not trusting everything that's coming through. Especially when I hear, I think I'm seeing ships arrive tomorrow, and they don't. It's like, oh, man. Especially channelers, channelers that are picking on, channel beings, they say they're one thing, they end up being somebody else. Now, with the positive connection, it's not always a bad thing, but when you have beings coming through, like through what happened with Edgar Cayce, when they're talking about the end of the world and this is going to happen, that's going to happen, cataclysms and all that, so... it gives you kind of channeling is not perfect. And the idea is the protection is around that you are connected to the right being to bring the right vibration, but it's not always easy. Of course, there are others that channel the same being over and over again. That's good, but even that can be manipulated too. So, it's a wild world, the Wild West, you can say. But we're here to see through all, see through all that, see what was really going on here, to decipher what is right, what is wrong, at least in that regard, with channeled beings. I mean, of course, you can't always connect to everything, but with the channeling world, it can get kind of strange there. Especially when they're talking about ships being attacked, and you don't know. I mean, we can't prove it. Not to say that's a bad message, but sometimes these other beings are... Sometimes beings are being channeled to slow down the ascension. Just to put it out there. Now, this broadcast, we're going basically... Everything I'm doing now is going to more alien physical contact, even spiritual contact, you can say, with angels, spirit worlds, trusting the spirit world, trusting the, of course, angels are aliens, high vibrational aliens, you can say, from the Pleiades, from the Andromeda, from different places that have been trained for this. And, it's for us to just figure out what's right, what's wrong for us. But in the long run, the vibration of the Earth is shifting. Now, July, of course, I'm on the air all the time, so it's like, okay, where is this big July event? Well, it's, I assume it's still in operation. It doesn't mean it's going to be an event. It could be just vibrations. Well, I did say, I believe I said this before, I'm going to say it again. I did see September also. So whatever is happening in this month is going to go into August quietly. It might be going through from this month quietly. Whatever event is done secretly, quietly, whatever it is, I don't know. But I'm seeing September also. Is that a visitation? I don't know. But like July is a hot month, meaning activity-wise. And so, yeah, we had that meteorite through the Midwest this month. Yeah, it was a couple of days ago. So we have that. So our awakening is upon us. And those that want to connect to alien energies, basically, it's a spiritual connection. It's a metaphysical connection, you could say. And the elites use the metaphysical connections all the time. You hear people like Alex Jones talk about it, but he doesn't believe it. And it's up to you to believe what you want to believe. But you can say it's quite a pill to swallow, but not necessarily. Just because it's not in your mainstream, anything new is going to be strange. And this is new. Not to say metaphysical connections are, not at all. But it is kind of like in a corner, not every psychic is going to be perfect. Not everyone is honest. Yeah, Sylvia Brown there, she has her positives, she has her negatives. Yeah, Sylvia Brown one thing about her is at least she brought in, I think she sped up the metaphysical world quite a bit. She made it popular. Of course, she didn't make it look so great, but she's not perfect either. She might be very dark, yes. But sometimes you need somebody like that to get things going. Sometimes you need somebody that's not always fully in the light to get things rolling. That's just the way it is. So it's another way of looking at it. So, I don't want to continue with that one. All right, we're going to go to I'll go back to Egypt once I go through all this. Okay, from Forbes News, Rothschilds, trillionaires. Let's see, 100 trillion. Rothschilds are worth several hundred trillion dollars. Yeah. And let's see, they even bankroll. I didn't catch this when I was reading this. Man, where have I been? They even bankrolled a Hollywood movie about it in 1934, starring Boris Karloff as Nathan Rothschild, The House of the Rothschild, which you can watch. Jeez. I did not. I looked at this as. I wasn't aware of that. I'll have to check that out afterwards. Which also reminds me. I'm going to be doing some audio filters on these broadcasts too to try to raise the volume up. I think it's a lot of it's Blog Talk. I do that in Audacity, but I'm going to get another program to heighten it up a little bit better. I haven't gotten around to it yet, but we're working on it. I'm also going to do a website for the radio show. But I have to do some moving around. I'm going to move the rabbit. You know, Jake the Rabbit. It's on my website. Jake the Rabbit from Space. It's a comic, an astral comic, you can say. It's eventually you'll find an audience. It's basically a message from Astral. He already has his own website, but I'm gonna move him over to another system. I think will work a little bit better. It's gonna take some time, so moving him over and doing the radio show is gonna take some time. Probably take all weekend. So, but I think it's worth it in the long run. As for the radio show, basically we'll have the basic information on there, and even some of these posts. And you also have social network 5D Spirit Crew. You want to check that out. I think I remember hearing about this Rothschild movie. Jeez. No surprise there. Okay, here we go. David Wolcott quits. A guy at TV imploding. And there's a video by Sarah Westall about it. They have an interview about go further details into it. Let's see here. Well, more power to him. Make a better situation there. We also have Pope Francis to resign, charged with mass murder of children. I thought he was. Oh, maybe I did not read this right when I first looked at it. Oh, July 12th, formal charges were filed against the Pope. I'm not sure if any of this is true. Well, I guess we'll find out. This is from before it's news, so it's hard to say. But there has been some chatter about him quitting. But not just because, you know, not for him getting charges, because of what's going on in the Vatican. Is going to expose it or something around those lines. I guess we will see. On that front. Yeah, that will be an earth-changing moment. Jeez, I'll have to research that if I remember about that. Yellowstone, California, where it's new cracks and... Can I say that word? Suddenly appear in the Grand Teton, Yellowstone. Yeah, Yellowstone might go through some major transitions. And once again, I can't see the full future. Some can. Good. Go for it. Good for them. Can't connect to everything. Connecting basically for alien physical connection is really where I'm headed. Early spiritual connection always allowed to come most. The psychosis of getting used to it. That's really what most of my focus is on. And everything else seems to be even that's kind of not so clear. It's kind of blurry. But as for Earth changes, anything is possible at this time for something's on its way. That's all I know. Of course, that can be anything. I'll take credit for it, whatever it is, of course. No, not really, but that's not what this is about. But we are waiting to more of a spiritual vibration of understanding. And it's about time that we, it's going to become, we call it trendy, acceptable, and not so much fear. Basically, say the understanding of metaphysical connections have just become more, understanding without all the, that's not real, but you use these powers every day, and you say you don't. Pedogate Unleash, arrests are happening. That's from, once again, there's not much information on this. That's before news, once again. And let's see here. Trump's Space Force will guard the U.S. from above. NASA chief says. Yeah, it's going to get interesting down the road. Let's see here. Hubble and Gaia team up for fuel cosmic conundrum. So-called tension implies that there could be new physics underlying the foundations of the universe, possibly include interaction, strength of dark matter, dark energy being even more exotic than previous thought. or an unknown new particle of tapestry of space. So basically they're figuring out universal, they're understanding a little bit more, at least publicly. NASA is a, you know, cover for the shadow government. So keep up the good work, NASA. Doing pretty good so far. Yeah, their website's pretty dull. I mean, yeah, it's fascinating. I mean, for all those technical terms and all that, but it's kind of dull in the long run. I mean, it is advanced. I mean, it's kind of like covering up the real deal for good reason. Let's see here. Not much going on other than that. You know. And I believe, let's see, yeah, Trump is in England right now. That I did see on the news, but I believe that was Monday, if I read that right, it will be the meeting with Russia. So that I feel is going to be a big deal, a very big deal. And the news media, of course, is under deep state control. So it has something to do. One thing about the news media is like they don't have anything to do all day, really. I mean, they have this multi-billion-dollar setup. They got to give them something to talk about. It's 24 hours a day. I mean, they can take nothing and talk about it for, you know, 2 hours or all day for that matter. I don't watch any of it, but I believe that's what they do all day. It's not much. So, yeah, but they are talking a little bit more about alien stuff. Not much, but a little bit. That's saying a lot. So the deep state control eventually will start to loosen up. The connections with Egypt is a fascinating one because that came out of nowhere. And also like a connection with the pharaohs, like the pharaoh energy is coming true, basically. Just the positive vibrations. And I also believe I did a webinar last night and that also came through about the Egyptian, ancient Egypt came through. Yeah, bringing in more of the Egyptian, the ancient past, bringing it back for us to remember. Yeah, we're going back to ancient times for sure. I always saw it as ancient Atlantis, but it looks like we're going more to Egypt first. Sort of connecting to magic and strangeness. That makes a lot of sense, actually. Yeah, as we basically mature in all of this soul transformation to the higher dimensions, we understand aliens and angels more clearly. As angels, yes, are aliens. Like I had a message that Archangel Michael was an archon, a positive archon. Archons can be, you know, very, when I see a positive archon, they look like angels. They're very powerful, very loving, and just cut through negativity like it was nothing. And with the negative archons, well, they're operating pretty well on our planet. And eventually, I'm not sure how much it's going to be fully, once you're going through a major healing, you know, vibration, I'm not sure if we will be looking back at the negativity that we've been through. Do you want to look backwards? Or do you want to look forward? Do you want to look back at all the what you went through? I mean, some things, yes, you want to look through to heal. But does everything need to be diagnosed? Some will, probably. But do you want to go forward? Do you want to increase your abilities? Do you want to, you know, bring a transition into yourself, have a better day? Basically connect to your senses why certain decisions are made, like my work situation, which is kind of funny because I got out of that, but you know, this Sunday we're going to a job came up that the boss knew about for like probably 2 or 3 weeks, maybe a month, and he brought it up to us like Wednesday. It's like, you know, basically I have to work Sunday, but I got out of it. Well, first of all, yeah, because I'm on part-time anyway, so I wasn't really asked, but I already have something scheduled this Sunday anyway, so I wasn't going to volunteer. I didn't feel like right to volunteer, so and my guides wanted me to do something different this weekend. You'll see that tomorrow, what I'm talking about. So it's like I was kind of preparing for this, and I didn't even know about it. Basically, you know, so this is, you know, it's just strange. Yeah, my boss is kind of like that. It's kind of strange how he just, you know, he knew about this, and he just brought, you know, it's like he'll tell you, oh, yeah, by the way, you have to work this weekend. It's like Friday. It's like, really? He's done that in the past. I'm not sure what that is, a power trip or just brain is melting away. I'm not sure what that's about. So, I mean, he has no life. All his life is his work. But you can, you know, everyone else is trying to have a life of some kind. And so that's the situation there. All right. All right, we're going to, let's see here. I'll be on tonight also on YouTube. Go into a further channeling. This is for calls, and well, according to the calls, there's not many at the moment. That's okay. That's right. So we'll just continue with the Egyptian energies. I'm not sure how much I want to be able to connect. I have to keep some information for tonight. No, drain my batteries too much. The next show is going to be on Sunday at like 9 o'clock Eastern, something around those lines. I'll have a special guest at the Year of Everything. So hopefully I'm still kind of juggling about interviews, how to go about it, running like a podcast. Because when callers call in, usually I can't take calls during an interview process. So we'll see how that goes. And also, if you want to be a guest on this show, you can always send me an email at ivantaylor.com. And if you like to, or you can just call in. But if you like a long interview, you can always go that direction by just contacting me. Let's see here. Yeah, the Rothschild energies. Yeah, that's a lot of reptilian energy. Vibration is not all bad, but it is a manipulation that's, you know, beyond. Of course, they're not the only ones. Rockefellers, like the magicians, also to change humanity's thinking patterns, to basically to put us into like a low vibrational thinking through music and other, and control our banking system. I just had a thought. Oh yeah, Alpha Centauri is a place of, you can see how it's like Alpha Centauri is like the place of magical beings, you can say. Not to say they don't have them everywhere else, but they're here in secret, helping us. And when I got involved with all this, I felt a very strong connection to Alpha Centauri, which I have not heard from anybody else. And they do work here, obviously, quietly, as for helping us find our way. As many of them are here in human form, which is not usually mentioned. And I don't believe they have a presence, meaning you don't see them. Of course, there's many other species that are here. I feel like the Yael, of course, are involved with the banking situation. All right, we got a caller. All right. Hello there. Greetings. You're on there.
Ivan, it's Zena.
Yes, greetings.
Hi.
How's it going?
I figured I'd call in. Did you say that those ships that are going around my home and stuff, those are from Alpha Centauri, those beings?
Let's see.
So there's the ships you can see. So this is what I'm seeing. There's like an alligator head, a turtle head maybe. There's different heads that circle the ship, and it's right in the middle.
Yeah.
And they're, like, everywhere, and they shrink down really small, and they just come in whenever the heck they want, and I catch them just sitting somewhere. Anyway, this Ivan has been, like, my, like, reader for a little while, and I followed him for at least a year or more. And all of it sounds really bizarre, but there's a certain reason why things escalate are escalating for people at this moment, it's time to hurry up, and people need to wake up, and it's overdue. And so I'm having these experiences that are going to sound bizarre if I just start talking about them, like these little ships that are in here, and I can literally see beings on top of beings. And there's a reason for that where I live. I live at a vortex, and apparently I'm opening portals. But anyway, I wanted to call and just let people know that what you're talking about is completely true. And I see beings daily now, and I also hear them. And if you record, just record for a while, and if you have video software where you can put in filters and slow down the audio, you can pick up sound. Well, at least I can. I do know that I heard beings through your microphone a couple days ago when you were doing one of your nightly YouTube live shows.
Mm-hmm.
But
what are they saying? You can get anything from that?
No, it's the same that I'm hearing here. I can hear talking, but I can't make out the words. But I don't have proper filtering software, and I'm told you have done readings for me, and if I'm to find somebody who has proper filtering software who can actually bring out more of the sounds that are around here.
There's something there. Yeah. Well, it doesn't look like they want it to be decoded right now either.
If they're in my home, I'm going to do it.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on now? What's going on currently?
Oh, I know you wanted me to talk about like a week or two ago. So in my bedroom, this is not scary. The reason why I have been pushed ahead in my abilities to be able to hear more and see more is because I'm ready. Because I went through the deprogramming, and I'm still going through deprogramming, as in not being judgmental as much as possible, being more loving, being more open, and that's how a person raises their vibrations, is by being a more loving, less closed being. And that's the purpose of this ascension, is for people to become that all-loving light being. And so I've been doing that work, and my guides have been helping an awful lot. And then learning more about myself by getting readings from you, it unlocks even more of my abilities. So if people would just ask questions instead of just listening and observing, but actually try it, and you'll see things will unlock for you. You'll remember more. Your abilities will awaken more. Everybody has abilities. And so I'm hearing things. I'm seeing things. A couple of weeks ago, the portal in my room, beings come through. And the way that I see them mostly is by recording with my phone, and then I play it back, and I'm not sure how that works. But with my eyes, I don't always see everything. But it has to be, like, dark with, like, maybe a little lit, like with my Himalayan butt lamp light, then I can take pictures or videos and see things. And apparently reptilians come through a lot, and I could hear through the portal they were having, there's a celebration, and I heard big band music. First I heard them talking out my window. I took pictures. Where I post the pictures are on Ivan's 5D Spirit Crew. More people should come there. I'm not so public yet, but I'm posting things that you won't see most places. Like, nobody told me about this. Like, in the trees back here, it's a vortex. There's an alligator with an elephant nose. There's a big lizard that was right next to it. There are these tan guys that are maybe 3 feet tall that sit on the branches that are, those are maybe called the finches, you said? But anyway, what I heard through the portal was music, like, for 4 days straight at least, and big band music. There was an announcer who spoke English. That was interesting. But the thing is, if I record it with my phone, it sounds like mumbled, low, just unpleasant sound. But you got to do a lot of filtering, removing a lot of tones. And then you can actually, because it's going through the portal, you have to just do a bunch of things. So I hear a lot. When it opens, I hear more. So I hear a lot
of things.
Yeah,
it feels like the, I don't know, like the police department, not to say you need to go there, but they have that type of filtering technology from what I just got as you're talking. Something like that.
I will not be bringing this up to them.
I will not be going that direction, but I'm just putting that out there. It does exist. Let's put it that way.
I suppose, rather than my cheap software. But I have, but last night, I'm just so tired sometimes. Like, most of the time, the beings are so noisy, I can't always see them. But they're making a ruckus. They're walking around in my room, knocking into things. They're just doing things. I don't even know, or there's, like, some light. They're giving off light on, like, the little ships. It's just really annoying. And or I can hear them when they come through the portal. They rattle the hangers. A couple of nights ago, there was something. I woke up and just at this moment, something giant. I have a draconian that comes by. But it was, I don't know, but I do know that he has to hunch down to be in there because he's giant. But it could have been him. I don't know, but I saw the outline coming through, and I felt the beings around in my room got scared. It's like they jumped is what I felt when it came in. I saw it, and then I don't know why, but I went back to sleep.
the alien party. Yeah.
I have a party in my room every night, and well, it's like a party here every day. And then last night I woke up and I'm seeing the mini ships. Their lights were on, and they're like, I don't know, there were a bunch of them all over in my room, and I'm just like, and now I just get crabby and just like, everybody be quiet, I just want to sleep, because you just get used to it. But honestly, people don't understand that this is life. This is actually what has always been around. These beings have always been here. It's just that your abilities have been shut off. All of you have abilities. All of you can tap in and make them stronger. There is no one that's more special than another.
Yeah, everyone gets a message. I just kind of think it's nothing, or, you know, you get an image in your mind, you don't think anything of it, you know, because you're told it doesn't mean anything. It's like, it's like kids when they're born, some see auras, some see ghosts, and the parents say, no, you didn't see anything, or, you know, and then they shut down the kid, basically.
That's what's happening, is that because the parents just belittle their kids. They don't listen to their kids. They don't take them seriously. They don't discuss things. They just blow it off as imagination. And parents need to be more open and listening and be there for your kids and actually listen. Even if it doesn't make sense to you, take note of that. You know what? And encourage their imagination. Because shutting down their what you say is imagination, their creativity, is stunting their growth. It's stunting them and their ability to grow and ascend and raise their vibrations when they're born at these higher vibrations, but society is shutting shut people down. But you know what? Things are changing. It can't be like that anymore.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's why some kids get, you know, they get depressed real, because they don't feel like they fit in.
That's
reality.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and all you gotta do is be more loving and open. Yeah, yes, because my son, so he's 19 now, but he's always felt different. He is, what do you call it? I think you said he's an indigo. And
yes,
he has always felt different, and that he hasn't fit in school, and he has never done well in school and paying attention, and we know why. It's because he's wired differently. We won't get into how bad the school system is, but it's just that I feel really guilty because I wasn't awake. I didn't awaken until like maybe a year or two ago. And so I feel bad that I could have nurtured him more. Not that I not already adore him, but I just feel terrible that I didn't know what was going on with him.
Yeah,
but,
I mean, yeah, that's part. Then I mean, you knew that he knew that before coming in, so just learning together basically.
That's why I had him when I was as young as I did, because we were to grow together and to be doing what we're going to be doing kind of together at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of awakening together and growing our abilities together. Even
though he's a lot
stronger than me.
Well, I mean, you're still, well, you're pretty strong. If you're seeing, you know, seeing alligators with an elephant nose, that's pretty funny. I think that's Alpha Centauri. There's a lot of great Zetas around there, too. I don't know if they make themselves.
That's part of my soul.
Mm-hmm.
That was like in the beginning, the first beings that I saw, but it was like about a 5 or 6 foot tall one. I was at my parents. Sometimes I hang out there, and for some reason there was always more activity there in the bedroom. But at night, I felt something like pushing my knee, and then but I ignored it. And then I remember falling back asleep, and then it pushed me harder. And then I woke up, and I saw this 6 foot tall gray.
Wow.
With like a blue robe, with a blue robe on. But I said, you're taller than I thought you'd be. And then I went back to sleep.
Oh.
I thought it was like 4 feet.
Probably wasn't holding like a coffee mug, too. Why is that?
No. No, I don't know if it wanted to give me a message or not, but...
Not yet, but they're... seeing him is enough, so...
I'm not programmed to get scared, I'm not supposed to, I don't do that.
That's good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
it's good to be wired
like
that.
Being came.
Well, that's why you're seeing all those weird ones, too, because you're, you're okay with it, so you're seeing all those... What's really there?
Well, they threw everything at me within like 24 hours.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I'm seeing how long these ships have been following me, how I'm being watched by tons and tons of beings on there. They have some kind of tours. I'm not literally, they have tours. We are the zoo. They give tours. And so I saw this in my pictures and I all this stuff I'm learning about within like 24 hours. And I'm like, wow, thanks, guys. That was really way to ease me into it. That was really nice.
The alien tourism that's going through the, we heard about it, but we don't normally hear about people actually seeing it. I doubt it. Yeah, when you look at it from an alien point of view, you see all these billboards outside, you know, on the roads. Like, it's like, who are we? It's like pretty humorous for them to see what we're doing.
People would look at us, the things that we do, what we think is popular, what we're into. Just think about that from the outside, and
we're just hilarious. Yeah, we're just like, we're hilarious. You have no idea. It just, it's everything.
Well, we're so different. And then I was asking my higher self with you a couple days ago. I'm like, well, I want to be friends with some of the beings that I'm seeing. And then my higher self is like, okay, but that's not going to happen because you're a human. Because that's not how it is, the way they view it.
Well, yeah, I mean, you'll get messages and you'll get a connection of some kind come through. Something will come through, you know, or maybe not. I guess you'll find out. I mean, some people have relationships with aliens, you know, so I guess it depends on how far you want to go with it. So.
Oh gosh, I know, but I know.
Go ahead.
Oh, you said people are having relationships with cat people.
Yeah.
Who said that? Does something with the cat females? I don't know. Don't ask me.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's something. Yeah, there's something going on with that. At least the alien cat people. Yeah.
Sick, all you guys out there.
Oh yeah, anyway.
But I wanted to so for the people who have their abilities, they're getting attacked pretty heavily right now.
Oh yeah.
I've been attacked by beings from Orion and then an Archon and I don't know who else. I guess but anyway, you were attacked. My son was attacked 2 nights ago.
Yes.
And is it okay if my son shares how he got rid of the being? Maybe this will help somebody.
Yeah, go ahead. If you want.
Or don't you want that? Price, what are you doing? Can you share how you got rid of the being so that these people who, oh, my Lord. So he felt something, a pain in the back of his neck.
What happened was, at first, I was starting to feel depressed for some reason, and I was trying to figure out what it was. Then I felt something that was on my back, I guess. So then I was like, this guy, he's trying to attach to me. So I just focused my energy. Like, that's literally all I had to do.
Where did you focus it and how? What was going through your head?
Well, this SOB is attached to me. That's what was going through my head. That's out. And I was like, okay. I cracked my neck, cracked knuckles, and then I'll put my hands together, and I focused my energy. I draw it into my heart, and then I guess, focused it outwards, like I'm trying to shoot out my aura.
There you go.
And then I said, suck on this. And then,
no, he's on a radio.
Oh, I am?
That's all right. That's good. We got it. That's okay.
My bad, I'm sorry. Okay, so then I focus my energy, and then I feel this sharp pain like on the back of my neck. And then, I was saying something else to it, and then it flies through me. And then it's gone. And then I glow.
Good. Jeez. Well, at least you got rid of it, but yeah, that's... It'll help others on how to deal with situations like that.
It's that heart, heart energy.
You literally feel energy going into your heart, and then it builds up, and then then you can move it around your, like, the outside of your body and shoot it outwards. And then they don't like that, I guess, and they go away.
Jeez. That's good. That's That'll be helpful. Because they're not alone, that's for sure.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't know what was happening, but anyway. Yeah, she's right here.
Oh, yeah, go ahead if you have any more.
No, I don't want to take up your time. I was just hoping maybe it would help.
What, if it's okay, what state are you calling from to give people an idea of where is this coming from? That's up to you.
I, Twin Cities area in Minnesota.
Okay. Cool. This
and
location.
And by the way, there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So there are, the ships are here. There are a, it was like a week ago, I was at a park, and it was next to, it wasn't quite all the way dark out. You can see the ship. The thing is, take a picture of it, and then you can blow up that picture and see it. The guy thought that it was Jupiter. He looked at the guy that was there. The thing is, all of you can see it, but he looked it up, and he thought it was Jupiter. But I looked at my picture later and I blew it up and no, it's a ship and they're over in Minnesota and it's nothing to be scared about.
Yeah.
It's not scary. It isn't. And if you show fear, you're opening yourself up to beings that are already here on land to feed off of that fear energy. So just don't, it's not scary. It's okay.
All right, awesome. All right, thank you for sharing. Thanks for calling in. Yeah, feel free to call in again if you like.
Okay, well, whatever you like. Thank you
so
much.
Yeah, we got another call. We have another caller in, so. All right, thanks again.
Bye.
Take care. All right. Strangeness in the air. Okay, we're going to the next caller. You are on the air. Greetings.
Oh, greetings, Ivan. How are you?
Doing well.
I wanted to call this evening and talk about our dreams, because I think that as a healer, a person who is doing energy work every day, I've met with my clients who like to talk to me about their dreams and what do I think about them. So what I'm noticing is a trend of very lucid dreams now, and I think that it would be important to talk about paying attention to our dreams, because it is another language. It is another way of communicating, or where our angels or aliens are communicating with us. And I just really wanted to bring that topic up and maybe discuss it with you.
Oh, yeah, I completely agree. Now, there's some that can't remember their dreams at all. Do you have anything to comment on that? Or?
Well, you know, a lucid dream is where, you know, obviously you're remembering. And so I'm finding that the folks that are talking to me are remembering their dreams now. So things are shifting in consciousness. So in their dream state, or what they believe might be a dream, could possibly even be an experience, right? So
yes.
For me, I understand that to be my truth. My dreams are messages, and it's a real experience. So, you know, I'm just trying to encourage my clients to keep a little notepad and pen. It's an old school way of remembering your dream. And the minute you wake up, I don't care if it's a memory of you sipping on a cup of coffee or a bird or this or that, whatever it is, jot it down, and then every night you're retraining your brain to pay attention, and then we'll start to get maybe a better understanding of what these messages are that are coming through our dream state, because it's not as threatening or frightening for those that are maybe not awake to receive these messages, right, in the subconscious
mm-hmm.
level. That's my thought on that.
Oh, yeah, like a dream journal. Basically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we did back in college when we were studying psychology and, you know, trying to, and I did a lot with dream interpretation. And one of my dream books was an Edgar Cayce dream book or Zolar's or whatever it is, just as a reference guide. I didn't really like to use it as the only source for interpretation. I also like to interpret totems, right? Paying attention to what's going on with in your environment, right? There's messages coming through. Pay attention to your pets and your children. You know, there are messages coming through. That is what I believe is part of this awakening at a very rapid pace. I've had experiences since I'm a young child, and so for me, none of this is really unusual or frightening, but for someone who hasn't ever really awakened to an experience or has a memory of an experience, because I believe people all have experiences, but do they have a memory of that? I think in the dream state, it's a way for the transition, possibly, that's what they're saying to me, transition into awakened state,
Do you have any recommendations for those that have trouble remembering their dreams?
Say that again?
Do you have any recommendations for anyone that has trouble remembering their dreams?
The only thing that I would say is, number one, don't go to sleep trying to remember it, right? So don't put that pressure on yourself. Oh, if I fall asleep, I want to remember my dream. Don't do that. Yeah. Like I said, we learned put a pen and pad next to the bed. So that is like a little subliminal message for you, right? To say, oh, well, I won't forget it because that's there. That's number one. Number two, I definitely encourage meditating before bed, and then we're getting ourselves into a different level of consciousness. Moving out of our mundane 3D dense life or experiences that you've had, maybe some stressors that you've had, and then maybe go to bed in a state where you are in meditation. That is definitely going to help that. One of the items that I leave on my nightstand on at night is my pink Himalayan salt lamp. I like that for my energy. I have my crystals. I don't know if anybody else does that, but I do have my crystals to help me and clear negative energies, you know, or help aid in that. And essential oils. I am an aromatherapist as well in my practice. It's one of the tools that I will bring in, and nobody complains. It's definitely helpful, and there are some oils that will help with clarity that certainly encourage that. Peppermint is great, you know, for the basic generics without getting into more of my medicinal aromatherapy concoctions that I have. But everybody has access to peppermint oil. A little peppermint oil will help with the calming and clarity as well. That might be something that we could start there. But don't go to sleep focusing on remembering a dream. Because what you're preparing for is really another experience in a different level of consciousness. So the body is not physically moving necessarily, but the energy that we all are is having another experience. Sometimes I have astral travel. Mm-hmm. So at night, I wake up exhausted. So some people and say, gosh, why am I so exhausted? I've been sleeping all night. Well, maybe you weren't.
Most aren't, it seems.
Exactly. So we have to take care of ourselves in that, you know, we are well hydrated. Before bed is good to have some water and hydrate. Essential oils are helpful, like all of those little practices that I've shared with you. But, you know, understand, you know, if you're waking up tired, that might be a sign to say, hey, what's going on here? Maybe I'm doing a lot of work when my body's at rest. Because that mind will not, doesn't shut down.
Yeah.
So,
there's also,
anyway.
Lavender is a good one too, right, for oils?
Absolutely. That is a calming oil. So actually, if you have a diffuser, lavender with peppermint is great at night for bed. Lavender is safe around pets. Peppermint is a little bit abrasive, so if you have pets in the room, you may just want to stick with the lavender. And also with babies, you want to just keep the peppermint away. But if it's, you know, if you're in a room by yourself, then you could do peppermint and lavender in a diffuser at night. It's absolutely beautiful and calming. But I wrote a book and I have a bunch of formulas and, you know, of all different kinds of oils, but for every single person to have essential oil in their home, I really do think is essential, and easy now to access, that I think we're going to see a lot more, people turning to natural healing. And because why? We talked about the pineal gland before. I remember you mentioning that in a past video, calcified pineal gland, right? So how do we decalcify it? We have to stop putting toxins in our bodies. I'm not telling you to turn vegan, but, you know, stay away from, you know, cigarettes and alcohol. And positive thinking versus always angry and negative, okay, that is definitely keeping you in third dimension. But so we need to focus on decalcifying our pineal gland so we can open up the chakra of the third eye and now start tapping into that energy a little bit more. So it's phases, it's steps. I teach my clients this. This is part of my practice of what I do with them anyway. So I'm spreading the word that way. And I encourage them and they share it with their family and friends.
Yeah, where can people find you?
I'm in South Florida, actually, and what I'll do is I'll send you an email. Maybe we could arrange if somebody wants to ask me questions, maybe in another show.
Sure.
I'd be happy to arrange a time to be available for that. I just really, the reason I'm here and I chose to come here is to be part of this awakening and helping people connect to themselves. To understand that they have that power to do that and awaken gently and be here for the disclosure, because there are going to be a lot of people that are not going to be able to tolerate it in a physical way or emotional way. So I'm here at this time for this purpose, as you are here and you've decided to be here for this time. I too am I'm fully aware of that. So I am, like I said, I'd be happy to make myself available, you know, and we'll discuss that. But, you know, hope that some of those things that I shared will be helpful, or someone will find helpful, you know, just to begin the process.
Well, yeah, what I come through common is people just don't remember their dreams. That seems to be the common one. Of course, there's the other one where some do get attacked in their dream and whatever it might be. So, you know.
But I think that the practices that I share tonight will alter that process of their dreaming state. It's really dependent on, are they falling asleep with the TV on? Well, then of course you're going to be attacked in your sleep. That's where they go through that, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Off. Right. Are you falling asleep to the TV? I mean, so why are you not remembering your dream? Well, what are you doing before you go to sleep? Are you?
What about Oh yeah, go ahead. What about like if you have meditation music on, are they coming through the radio or your phone?
Right.
Or about...
So it's all about intention, right?
Yeah.
All about intention. Everything that we do is through intention. Everything they do is intention. So if your intention is to, you know, meditate and receive from your higher self and your guides information and messages, that you do the protection around you with the, I don't know if you're familiar with how to protect yourself, but there is a visualization that you can do, a visualization exercise, where before you go to bed, you just are, surround yourself with mirrors that face out away from you, right? So if you remember being a kid and in the store and they have those mirrors and you would play hide and seek right behind the mirror, imagine your whole self inside of that and the mirrors are facing out. Negative energy cannot come through. Positive energy can, but the negative energy cannot. So that is one of the things you can do with your intention to meditate, to receive messages from your higher self, right? And then
yes.
That way you then begin the sleep state in a better place. And possibly you may just remember one or two items or, you know, we don't dream the entire night. We dream the last few minutes before awakening. That's why sometimes it's right fresh in the front of your brain.
Jeez.
So hopefully
those tips
will help.
Yeah, some go to their astral all night, don't they? Some do. Not everybody.
But you wake up.
Yeah.
You wake up.
Yeah.
So if
yeah.
you wake up, right before you wake up, you are dreaming. And then you go back to sleep right before you wake up.
Yeah.
So it's not a continuous
yeah.
thing. But what is time? Time is an illusion.
Yes. Yeah.
So let's not forget that part of the equation. Right. So when we're awake, we are concerned with time, but not in sleep. In sleep state, there's no time.
Yes, definitely.
And we can't compare what we do in our wake state to what it's like in our dream state. It's a whole nother concept.
Yes.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So astral travel, yes. I think we're all doing it. You know, why would only, you know, why, but some of us are remembering a little bit about it. I will tell you, I had a very lucid dream about a year or so ago. Till this day, I will never forget this dream. So I know it wasn't a dream.
Mm-hmm.
We use that word too loosely.
Yes, that's
I went
true.
Back to the land of Lemuria, which is where I am from.
Wow.
Lemuria, yes. And a healer in Lemuria. I've always been a healer throughout. What I mean by that is a facilitate healing for oneself. I am not a healer. I don't do unto you. I help facilitate healing with you. So I was in Lemuria, and there was a flood, right? And I saw people trying to come up through this tunnel or onto the land where I was standing and healing all of the people that were coming out of the water. So this was a really very interesting process. There was another person, energy, that was leading my group. I was one of many people that were bringing people to the land to help heal the healing. And come to find out, this process was pretty, the stream was pretty extensive, and there were people that were being pushed back out of the cave, and they weren't able to make it inland. And then there was this one little woman who was a non-believer, still in the, I'm floating above her in this dream, but she still doesn't believe, right? But it's and so subliminally I'm communicating with my leader, the person that is in there supporting us And because I it was as if my question was, what should I do? And they say, do nothing, just touch. So I placed my hands on her, and then she became a believer. I didn't have to say anything. She just had to feel it.
Wow.
So come to find out, after doing some research of this dream in my awakened state, and I consulted with another fellow person in my group, and I said, they said, that was you, when Atlantis was sinking, the Atlanteans were going to the land of Lemuria.
Hmm.
And
yeah,
that's where the crossbreeding occurred,
mm-hmm.
with the Atlanteans and the Lemurians. So my dream was that event.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
That's amazing, yeah.
It was an amazing, beautiful, I felt so like that's who I am. This is where
yeah.
I am supposed to be. And then I woke up and I was so disappointed. I find myself like, wait a minute, I want to be back there again. But anyway,
back.
So we can get to that point.
Okay.
And people just need to understand that pay attention to the way you are going to sleep. That will change the outcome of your dream state.
Fascinating. Thank you. All right. Yeah, thank you for calling in. And feel free to message me anytime. We'll get you
I
on.
Will absolutely do that. All right. I'm glad to be of help tonight. Have a good evening. We'll listen to the rest of the show.
That was very healing, too. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to the next caller. All right, you're on the air. Greetings.
Greetings, Iron. This is Mark Murphy calling out of Kansas.
Yes.
I just want to know, what's the name of my spirit guides, and how can I be able to communicate with them?
The spirit guide? You never got that answer ever? Or any kind of... let's see here. One moment. We were connecting to Lemuria a minute ago. Let's see. Interesting enough. Let's see. Well, we have a lot of... feline connections. I'm not sure if you're aware of that.
Yeah.
Actually, the feline that name of a Lucius is the name I'm receiving, at least at the moment. And it's like an interchangeable feline. It just changes, shapeshifter, basically. Obviously, they're in spirit, but this is known to be a shapeshifter. Very powerful being through other higher dimensions. And kind of like what your guide says, you're like the key. You know, they came here to unlock many mysteries.
So
you don't go into it. Yeah, mysteries.
Okay,
yeah.
So quick question. Like, when I be sitting here and want to, like, talk to my spirit guys, do Lucius actually pop up, or does he actually listen to my thoughts?
Well, yeah, they listen to your thoughts. Yeah, you can talk to them in your thoughts, and they will hear you.
Okay.
And you can get messages back, too. You just got to decipher between your thoughts and their thoughts. It's like, it comes back as your thoughts, but it's like, wait a minute, that's probably from them.
Okay, so anything out the box or bizarre, that's coming from them.
Yeah, that, and it can be very simple. It doesn't have to be. It's like if you ask a question and then you receive a message, you get a message back.
Okay.
For me, it comes around like my, it comes in as a thought, it comes around my right ear. Usually that's where
right
I hear it.
Yeah. Okay.
So that might be
I know sometimes there's Lucius, sometimes I get like high-pitched noises sometimes, like in my ear. Does that be communicating also, or is that just me hearing something, you know?
High pitch is usually from, like, a Zeta or an alien group. Usually guys don't do that. That's
okay.
Them.
So Lucius, what about shoulder intensity in a back, like on the upper shoulders? Is that, like, more spiritual?
What is that exactly? Ray, repeat that. What is that exactly?
The upper shoulder.
Upper shoulder.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's see. It can be, because, do you get, spiritual touches? Like, they touch your hands, or you feel like a...
Okay, well, you ask Lucius, what does he do that I do not recognize, but that be him?
It says birds. He brings birds to you.
He did. You know what? I've been seeing, what's crazy enough, but I see a lot of hawks. Sometimes birds just pops up in front. And tell me, what is that message when I used to work at Arthur Bryant's, when I used to see this one type of green and yellow bird, and the bird used to be dead at the front of the entryway when I used to come to work, and I used to find that on a regular day basis.
It used to be dead, huh?
Yeah.
Well, apparently. In that spot, though, it has multiple meanings to it. Part of it, there is a prey, like another prey, a bird prey, you can say that's. But why they're winning in that spot, it's not always a message for you, but sometimes it's a message to you for, you can say, transition, old ideas die away, something around those lines. But yeah, it's definitely, the spirit world is definitely talking to you. What are they? He's not going into full detail because it's not always for you. It feels like it's for others there, too.
Okay, but I used to catch that all the time when I used to come to work. I'm like, dang, the same type of bird used to be there. You know, we used to find it like maybe every 1-3 seasons and stuff, but for 4 years we used to always, it was like almost just a lie there.
Well, also protecting. Go ahead.
I always kind of thought that old man Bryant's was always around there. Inside that barbecue place while we worked there, I kind of felt it, and I kind of felt that I seen him one time on the upper balcony staring out the window.
Yeah, I can feel that. Yeah, there's part of that too. Yeah, it's with a bird dying, it's like old habits die away, things like that.
Okay.
It's another, but yeah, that definitely, that what you're seeing is true. I definitely feel his presence there. He definitely doesn't want to let go of the place from what I feel, from what it seems like.
Yeah, and he's mad that the guy that's there now and his son, you know, he's, man, I you know what, I kind of always felt that he was kind of, you know, the workers that worked there, they kind of disrespected his business, because back in the day, how he used to bring it to certain type of people, now the people that's in there now, it's no respect, it's no honor in there.
Mm-hmm.
Was he mad at me by working there, or was he...
No.
I just wanted to know. He wasn't. Cause it was
no, I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think that. But yeah, he wants people to take care of it better, but yeah, they're not going to, but you know.
Yeah.
Not much he can do on his part, but you know, he's just, you know, he wants, he's aware of it. He's, you know, he knows people are doing the best they can, but you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, anyway, yeah, that's
So, Lucius, he says, I guess, do I need to answer questions on the outside or something like that? So I'm aware, if birds pop up, that's more like a question from Lucius.
Verbally, you don't necessarily, you can say it in your head. They hear everything that you think.
Well, mainly I do things more, I'm more of a thought person sometimes, but, you know, more want to be seeing things that pop up out of matter. I guess, verbal, but since it's, you know, I don't get a reaction out of verbal, I guess I do more thoughts, I guess.
Yeah, do which one that feels right for you, let's put it that way. Sometimes you put more energy into the verbal than the thought pattern, so, yeah. It's, you're attracting, I believe you attract more energies to yourself. Basically, law of attraction. It seems like you're working on that now, and your guides will help you. Not major things, but help you get used to feeling like, you know, work on little things that you want to attract, and then see what you hear from them. What are you getting from your guides on that? You know, does that make sense?
Yeah. Just
try things out, basically.
Okay, and one thing is another question. Yeah. When we say our prayer, and at the end when we say amen and stuff, are we giving different praises to different entities, like three are in at the end, are we giving our last praise to Ra?
Oh, man. I think it's all in your intention. I don't think so. I think some are, but your intention to have a pure blessing. So
yeah.
I think you can bypass that, let's put it that way, from what I'm feeling.
Okay.
But some do go to draw. Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
So I think with your intentions, you can, clear it. Yeah,
so was Ra a positive or was he a negative type of entity?
It was a little bit of both. I mean, he had positive, but he also had his faults at the end, is what I get at least. So,
was he a reptilian?
I think he had a lot of reptilian, yeah. He had a lot of that within him, yeah.
Okay.
Say Anunnaki, reptilian, something around those lines. He doesn't make it too clear. But I don't think he's
a
negative being.
More like a hybrid, okay.
Yeah, something like that is what I'm feeling from him. Yeah. He's a very direct.
I kind of feel like with some of these entities or space brothers and stuff, like, you know, they kind of, how like we are now, we have our own, you know, our type of persona, you know, a lot of them and stuff had their own type of persona, not necessarily mean they was negative and stuff. They did a little bit of bad and did mainly some good and stuff. Then you got some that did a little bit of good and did a lot of bad and stuff. So was it almost like how we living now, but they just had their own persona and how the way that we think now that they're labeled, you know, like some are all bad and some are all good, or were they like almost like individuals like today?
Yeah, I think it's similar. I think it's similar to us in a lot of ways.
Okay, because
you know?
I don't want to think all of them, you know, don't want to put them all in the boat and think all of them bad. You know, because I want to think, everybody learned differently, just like we are here now and stuff. Like, some people learn differently. I don't know if you know about Wayne, Mr. Knox, that came to stay with us. He was a nuclear physicist, and I was an apprentice for a while and everything. And I kind of asked him some questions and everything, and I always kind of felt that the stuff that he did, that he kind of attracted some beings. I just wanted to know, did he ever bring any type of beings, or was any beings following him when he came to our house and stayed?
Oh, yeah, there was, I feel like, a reptilian presence around him. Or even the men in black are around him, too. Might pick up.
Man. I mean, if you ever seen, I mean, like, totally out the box type of, for real. I mean, I know our stuff was getting bugged, getting followed. I had two accidents.
Yeah.
He stayed with us and stuff. I want to know, was that all intentional and stuff, or was that just totally reptilian?
I think some of it was intentional because they didn't want some of his information to get out. They were really watching. Yeah, definitely like a deep state energy was around him. Anybody that's in that profession is deeply watched, that's for sure.
And did that kind of pass off to our family? Because I kind of felt it at some point when
I had
those. Is it still today?
I don't think it's as strong as it used to be. I think you're clearing a lot of it.
If I hit the right chord, it bring back up a lot of memories, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Part of it needs to be healed. Is a little bit of his consciousness is still there from that. Yeah, because it's kind of like an attack in some ways. Yeah. That's what it feels like. So.
Well, that's kind of led on. I know you could probably see it. That's what kind of led on to me, you know, going into YouTube and coming in and meeting you and everything is, you know, you knowing something is out there, but when you actually have somebody that actually been in those type of situations, that been in the field, then when you hear from the horse's mouth, you know, to me it wasn't really kicking the head. It was more like, bam, you was right. Now, how are you going to take it?
Yeah, it's strange, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Most not well.
I know when he came here, it was, we thought we were doing it for the positive, it looked like it was only for self-gain. So that's I'm not going to go into any more about it, you know, I'm going to end it at that and everything. But blessings and thanks, Ivan, and I guess I'll catch you next Thursday.
Yeah, this Friday. Yeah, next Thursday. Yeah, definitely. And I might have a radio show maybe tomorrow. Maybe not. We'll see. So, all right.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, though.
All right. If
yeah,
you could give
Lucas
one message and stuff, can you tell him maybe we could try later on tonight? And if he's receptive or if I'm receptive and stuff, we could try to, I guess, get a little training going on.
Oh, yeah. I believe tomorrow you'll know something or feel something around there. So.
Okay. Thanks, Ivan.
Cool.
And blessings to
okay.
you and safe night.
All right. Thank you for calling in. All right.
No problem.
Care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for calling in. All right, we're going to call it a night also. It was very educational, as always. So, all right, be on YouTube later tonight, maybe around 11 o'clock Eastern, maybe before that. We'll see how it goes. So, blessings, everyone. Happy Friday the 13th. Take care. Sweet dreams.